commercial. The principles of true education that will fit students to be practical businessmen have been very poorly carried out. This class of education is needed in all our missionary enterprises, and if the teachers in our schools did their duty, according to the "It is written," they would send forth from the schools men of moral worth, men who would know how to take hold of the work in a new field and use brain, bone, and muscle in making a harmonious whole. Test, our schoolwork. Results of poor bookkeeping. The reason that today so many mistakes are made in accounts is not because those in charge of them are dishonest, but because they have not a thorough knowledge of bookkeeping. They are not prompt in making a faithful, daily estimate of their outgo. These mistakes are not dishonest. Many a youth, because ignorant of how to keep accounts, has made mistakes which have caused him serious trouble. Those who have a living interest in the cause and work of God should not allow themselves to settle down with the idea that they are not required to know how to keep books. Everything that bears any relation to the work of God should be as nearly perfect as human brains and hands can make it. Efficiency needed. I saw that there was great inefficiency in the bookkeeping in many departments of the cause. Bookkeeping is, and ever will be, an important part of the work, and those who have become expert in it are greatly needed in our institutions and in all branches of the missionary work. It is a work that requires study that it may be done with correctness and dispatch, and without worry or overtaxation. But the training of competent persons for this work has been shamefully neglected. It is a disgrace to allow a work of such magnitude as ours to be done in a defective, inaccurate way. God wants as perfect work as it is possible for human beings to do. It is a dishonor to sacred truth and its author to do his work in any other way. I saw that unless the workers in our institutions were subject to the authority of God, there would be a lack of harmony and unity of action among them. If all will obey his directions, the Lord will stand as the invisible commander, but there must also be a visible head who fears God. The Lord will never accept a careless, disorderly company of workers. Neither will he undertake to lead forward and upward to noble heights and certain victory those who are self-willed and disobedient. Far behind. Years ago, I saw that our people were far behind in obtaining that knowledge which would qualify them for positions of trust in the cause. Every member of the church should put forth efforts to qualify himself to do work for the Master. To each has been appointed a work, according to his ability. Even now, at the 11th hour, we should arouse to educate men of ability for the work, that they may, while occupying positions of trust themselves, be educating by precept and example all who are associated with them. Through a selfish ambition, some have kept from others the knowledge they could have imparted. Others have not cared to tax themselves by educating anyone else. Let each go to work now with a firm determination to rise. The present need of the cause is not so much for more men as for greater skill and consecration in the laborers. Division of labor. You may load on one man the care and burden which should be divided among several, but you will gain nothing by this. Men should be educated as businessmen. Experience is of value. You work at great disadvantage when you suppose that because one man can fill a certain position, he is qualified to fill several positions. Call for businessmen. There is great necessity of selecting men as students to learn rapidly all they can in business lines of education. This line of work is essential, and those who do the business in the work of God are not to assume responsibilities which they suppose themselves capable of bearing. Those who carry the responsibilities of the work have erred in allowing persons to be placed as managers of financial matters, when there was the best of evidence that these persons had not tact or ability for the position. Business and religion. Especially are businessmen needed. Not irreligious businessmen, but those who will weave the great, grand principles of truth into all their business transactions. Men who have qualifications for the work need to have their talents exercised and perfected by most thorough study and training. Not one businessman that has any appointment in the work need to be a novice. If men in any line of work need to improve their opportunities to become wise, efficient businessmen, it is those who are using their ability in the work of building up the kingdom of God in our world. Correct principles. Those who labor in business lines should exercise every precaution against error through wrong principles or methods. Their record may be like that of Daniel in the courts of Babylon. In all his business transactions, when subjected to the closest scrutiny, there was not found one item that was faulty. He was a sample of what every businessman may be. But the heart must be converted and consecrated.